I've been on a fishing boat literally since I could walk. I grew up around it, right? So we were on boats all the time. I used to go out, like I was probably only 5 years old. Dad used to take me out fishing every once in a while. I worked with my father on a fishing boat for 8 years.
Arnold Wilcox, skipper of the unforgettable U2. He's been coming with me since he was, I don't know, 3-4 years old, I guess. And he would always be full of piss and vinegar the first couple hours in the boat, and then he'd go to bunk, and then sometimes you wouldn't see him for 6 hours later.
Down to it, boys.
It wasn't until after grade 12 that I actually started full time. So starting in May, going right to the end. Yeah, it was a good experience. It's a lot of work. We used to haul 413 traps a day. So it used to be about 13, 14 hour days. And you do that for 6 days a week. You have Sunday off. So it was a lot of hours, but again, it was only 9 weeks. So you got through it fairly quickly. And I used to really like it as a kid, so I don't know what changed. I guess difference from being just like a day out in the boat to actually being work, I guess probably ruined the joy in it a bit. Probably when I got into high school, I guess, doing it maybe full time, I realized that, yeah, this is not really for me. I love being on the water, I love being in the boat, but just that kind of work is not really where my interest lies. So I kind of lost my passion for it. When I first started, I hated when it started. I hated looking forward to having to get up at like 2:30 in the morning and then working till like 4. I don't know if I loved it. I did it. It was good pay. It was nice working with my dad too. But I thought when I was younger, I'd probably stick with it. But I don't think that's me these days. It's just not my kind of work, really. I like being indoors. I like being outside, but like that kind of work is you're exposed to the elements like for hours in a day, right? And you're wet most of the time, cold, especially in the springtime. And it's just I'd much rather be inside, warm and dry. That's kind of my thing. And I remember being in the car with my dad one day and just being like, yeah, I don't know if I want a lobster fish or not. And he was totally okay with that. He's like, yeah, that's fine. You do what you want to do.
He threatened me the last couple of years with it, and this year he followed through.
I remember thinking that he wouldn't, like he'd be kind of sad. And I'm sure he was a little bit, but he didn't show it. And he was very supportive. He's like, yeah, you do what you want to do. You know, you don't have to fish.
I guess, I don't know, it was grade 10 or 11, he'd come fishing, like, soon as school would be over, he'd fish with me. And then when he finished grade 12, he'd fish with me lobster and crab every year, except this year.
But I'm sure back in the mind, he was probably like, oh. And he still says today, he's like, well, it'll be there, you know, if you ever change your mind, I'll have the license type of thing, but no. As of right now, it's definitely on the bottom of my list of things to do. I like the 9-to-5, definitely a good change. There's something about it being the same all the time that's really good. It's been interesting. I never thought I'd find myself in radio, but here we are.
To 1270 CJCB, hey, I'm Chad Wilcox, and that was Vince Gill with What the Cowgirls Do, and good morning, Cape Breton. It is now 10 after 7 and 5 degrees this morning. Not a bad morning out there at all.
Yep, it wasn't what I was expecting, right? But anyway, it is. It is what it is.
But no, he was really supportive. And he wasn't that kind of person that pushed things, you know what I mean? And when it came to fishing, he kind of just said, hey, you do what you want to do, and hopefully you like doing it. Probably in my dad's eyes, he probably hoped It would, because it was passed down from his father to him, and then I'm sure he'd assume that it'd be passed down to me. It would be fantastic if I liked it, because I would be set with a job, essentially, and a fairly good paying job. But as of right now, I'm just not interested in it, sadly. But
you know, a lot of kids that didn't have that opportunity, young boys around here were really interested in it, right? So then I just assumed that he would grab onto it too. I always told my kids they can do what they want to do as long as they put their heart into it, you know what I mean? But on the other side of the coin, I hate to see him working a pile of hours in different jobs when I know he can make probably more money doing what I'm doing.
Okay, I got 2 weeks inside here. I'm going to get them on the way back.
All right, buddy, thanks.
There's a fellow that's happy it's over.